Larry O'Brien on 90.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, the pay bill was passed, 243-157.
Congratulations, congratulations. That's wonderful. 243-157.
That's right. I'm here with a mutual friend of ours who just walked in off the floor. I'd like to have him say hello to
you. I won't talk to him, but wait just a minute. Now, that gives you your tax bill, your civil rights bill, your farm bill, your pay bill. Now, you get me a rule on poverty next week, and we're really moving. When are you going to get it reported in the Senate, your pay bill?
Well, I've been getting a little sticky over there, you know.
Mike Monroney told me this morning to vote 7-2 for against 10,000.
Well, he's done a good job of lobbying the damn committee.
All right, that's what he told me. He was in here and said they'd never report 10,000. I told him they had to. We committed to. Yeah. But Olin Johnson called me and wanted to name a big cabinet officer or sub-cabinet officer. I told him we had no vacancy, but then he said he's going to get the bill out, and I said, when? He said, pretty soon. I said, please do it this week. I called Mike, asked Mike Mansfield, and asked him to try to come in a little later and let them have a morning or two this week to report this pay bill now before the opposition builds up to it.
Yeah.
Let me talk to who you got there.
Wilbur Mills.
Wonderful, wonderful.
I'll put him right on, Mr.
All right, are you all going to come to see me together, or are you going to wait sometime?
Well, we'll see.
All right.
Just walked in. They just finished the roll call, so
all
I haven't chatted yet.
Okay.
Yeah, she's feeling all right.
I'm just feeling good. Did your wife ever get all right?
Oh, she's able to do some things.
Uh-huh.
Still not back completely yet, but she's a lot better.
I went up to Massachusetts yesterday and had a mighty good meeting. Did you see the little Negro girl that from Little Rock is here yesterday?
Bill Fulbright and I were supposed to have had lunch with them yesterday or the day before. Yesterday. And neither one of us could attend. We had to send our administrative assistants to you. They were both of them were very much impressed with all three of these.
You sure would have been proud of Arkansas.
Yeah.
Now, just you and Bill Fulbright, the Rhodes Scholar and the Harvard graduate, you looked at that little girl who's integrating the first group, and I was out there last night about 10:30 when they about finished up. Lady Bird and I went out to tell them good night and thank them for coming. And she was on the front row right with Ave, begins with Arkansas, and I talked to her, and she is as cultured as she can be and smart as a whip, and I was real proud of her.
Well, I understand she's smarter than
you. Well, you had three.
Yes, two of them.
And you know, we hear a lot about football players.
Yeah.
But the old boy got up last night telling a little joke, and he said, well, I'm so proud to come down here and give my talent. But said, heretofore, I've always given it to the heroes, the football players. So they're back home driving beer trucks now. And said, I'm glad to be out here with the people who are going to own the city.
Incidentally, we're coming up Wednesday and Thursday to understand on our excise and debt ceiling.
We got a list from you, and we're going to work that list
good shape, fairly good shape on all of it. There's some of them that maybe you can touch that none the rest of us can do. Not that whole list. I don't want to worry about all that because Larry and Walter and the rest of them can make some. But I've picked up some that I had on the list already.
Wilbur,
yes.
I got a poll in Vermont that I've just looked at, and you know what my weakest point is? We've done nothing for the old folks.
I know it now.
It's not on any particular part of the old folks, all the old folks.
Yeah.
And
I've got in mind that this cash benefit increase is going to be worth a whole lot. And then, too, I want to lower the age. I've already talked to the secretary about it for widows only, where they can begin drawing a benefit at age 60, which suits him already, says. They'd draw an actuarially reduced amount, which wouldn't cost any more. Labor would go along with that. They don't like to have us do it if it's going to cost any more. And then, too, I want to set up a category under public assistance, and you think about it, of aid to widows who are 50 years, 55, something like that, or older, who are unemployable.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we've got a provision in the aid to dependent children to take care of the unemployed father. You remember that?
Mm-hmm.
We did that year or two ago.
Mm-hmm.
This is would be a state program in which the state would started, we would participate just like we do with old age assistance.
Mm-hmm.
But I think one of the most serious problems we've got is the problem of the woman who's left a widow at 55, 60 years of age, who's never had a job, wouldn't know how to go about getting one. Nobody wants her, and she can't be trained anything. Now, what she's going to do is die before she can get her Social Security at 62. That's her present question. And I want to, whatever we do on Social Security, I want to put some things like that in this year. I believe it'll help us.
And find some way to do some own medical thing.
Well, that's just the ball now.
Well, you got, if you go for it, you got 13 votes,
yeah,
and probably get 14. Right, Democrats. You get 14 out of 15 Democrats. That's about as strong as you ever get. Let me read you this. Providing jobs. Favorable 59. Selected national issues, their importance, and President Johnson's job rating on them. This was taken in June 64 by Oliver Quayle, a survey of the presidential race in Michigan. Now, I'll just give you a summary, but I believe a good deal of this. Johnson, all voters, 57, Lodge 43. This is Michigan. Johnson, Nixon, 60. Johnson, 60, Nixon, 40. Johnson, 84, Goldwater, 16. Now, that is in Michigan in June. Now, they say, give us the issues and how you rank him. To provide jobs, I guess that's their tax bill and other things, 59 favorable, 41 unfavorable. Lowering taxes, 67 favorable, 33 unfavorable. Keeping the economy healthful, 71 favorable, 29 unfavorable. Working for peace and disarmament, 74 and 26. Handling Khrushchev and the Russians, 61, 39. Maintaining a strong defense, 76, 24. Obtaining unity among our allies, 54, 46. Supporting the United Nations, 73, 27. More help for older people, 43 favorable, 57 unfavorable.
That may be true of us everywhere.
Congressional reform, favorable, 43, 57 unfavorable. Latin American relations, 52 favorable, 48 unfavorable. Handling Panama, 66 to 34. Catching the Russians in space, 63 to 37. That's what I've been strong on, you see. But more help for older people. That's Michigan. Do you know what day in June?
What day?
I've got two that are coming out Sunday, June the 14th, from Gallup. And what people like and what they dislike. Handling civil rights, 6% dislike. Handling foreign policy, 4%. Poverty, 2% dislike. Personal conduct, driving fast, pulling dogs' ears, etc. Bobby Baker, that this is the major part of the Republican campaign, 2% disliking. Nothing I dislike, 68%. What they like is personality 20, experience 10, dynamic approach 8, war on poverty 5, domestic policies generally 34, four other answers 14, no opinion 4. Is there anything you particularly like about the president? What? Is there anything you particularly dislike? Chief among the list of strong likes are his personality, his character, his admired honesty, friendly, and dignity, as well as the desire to help everyone. The reason cited second, third, most often this group are those who have helped sustain the president's high popularity ever since he took office after the death of Kennedy. These are his political experience, his dynamic approach to the job, his carrying out the Kennedy policies. Specific programs, policy, Johnson administration, such as civil rights, foreign policy, come high on the list. The following table show the percentage of persons who voice particular likes and dislikes in that list. Percent President Johnson's popularity holds steady in the latest survey, and that shows that approved 74. No. Latest figures in the trend since Johnson. Do you approve or disapprove the way Johnson handled the job? Approved 79, disapproved 3, no opinion 18. That's unbelievable, isn't it?
Yes, it is. On this thing, now here's what I've been trying to do. Is to get something that we could say was so different from the King Bill itself. those of us who have repeatedly said we would vote for the King bill could vote for.
That's exactly right. That's what you got to do if you ever make it acceptable.
That's right. I'm going to lay it off for a week and think about it some more and give the department some opportunity to think with me and have these excise taxes on the 15th, 16th, and possibly the morning of the 17th. Then the excise tax bill and the debt ceiling bill on the floor Wednesday and Thursday of next week. So we'll be busy anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll get back on this Social Security bill then the 22nd of June. And I'm going to wind it up that week where we can have it reported, whatever here, and ready for House action, perhaps even before the Republican convention. We can decide on that, whether we take it up before or after. But we've got most of our language written so that there won't be a long delay from the time we make our final decision.
If you do that, that'll do more for us this year than any other single thing it will do except your tax bill, and that's already behind us. But it'll be the most positive, affirmative, future thing that we'll have.
Well, now let me ask you this to get your judgment on it.
I'd rank it number one.
If we pass, if I can't get something that I can get more than 13 votes on, I told you in the beginning, and I thought you and I both felt that it ought to get more than that.
God, what percentage you want 13 out of 15? That's 90%, isn't it?
Yeah, but I mean 13 out of 25.
Oh, no, no, no. Well, you don't expect to get Republicans. They're going to be against any proposal I make, all of them against poverty. Every single one of them.
But they're not always against Social Security. I've got them in a bind if they vote against reporting this bill.
They won't always be against the other either if you ever give them a taste of it. I'll tell you this. They all vote against Social Security when we enacted it, when I started. But they won't do it if you give them a taste of it.
No, I know that. And they all want to be for these cash benefits, you see.
Mm-hmm.
This increase in cash benefits. And that too is very helpful. The Secretary said yesterday in the committee before we quit, and what we're talking about is the last... this three-prong approach, he calls it, which would have some hospitalization connected with Social Security, this cash benefit increase, plus improvements to the Kerr Mills.
I'd be for all three of those if you could put that fourth one in on it. You're 13. If you didn't, I'd wait till I could get them all together. Because I think if you don't, why, you just murder the other one, and I think the other one's what's got sex appeal.
Yeah, now, if we didn't put it in, what would the Senate put it in?
I don't think so. I doubt they'd ever even take it up. I imagine if you don't get that out till July the 1st, I'll have to get them back here between conventions to handle it. And I would do that if you had it, because I think it's the best thing that we can have for 50 states, and I've been in a good many of them, and I'm going to a bunch more this weekend. When I get back next week from California, I will have been in states that have 100 million population in the first 6 months of this year. Like yesterday in Massachusetts, like the day before in Pennsylvania. And when I get through with Michigan and California, I've already been to Michigan and California too, when I get through with them, this last round I'll have 100 million. My judgment is that is by far the most popular thing that we've ever touched and will do us more good than all the other put together. And I put taxes and civil rights, and poverty and education bills, all of which we will have passed. I don't think they're in this one's comparison.
You remember what President Roosevelt said, you don't get any mileage politically out of taxes.
Well, I think we are because we're having prosperity.
Well, that part, yes, but...
I think you've got unemployment down to 2.6 for married men. So 97.4 married men have jobs. And by God, they show it. Yesterday I saw 200,000 in Worcester, Massachusetts, every single one of them, Wilbur, were smiling. Now, when I was here in Hoover's administration, they were frowning and cussing and spitting. But they're all smiling yesterday, and you'd sure get it. And if you hadn't passed that tax bill, and hadn't passed a good one, why, we wouldn't have that kind of a sentiment.
Well, I agree with you.
Look at this poll now. In 6 months that I come in, the Democratic administration before an election, December 79, January 80, February 75, March 73, May 75, June 74. Now, we've run from 79 to 74 in 6 months of all this hectic problem. And that's the reason it is. People are happy with the prosperity.
You find them?